This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, January 23rd. Well, China plays a big role in prices on Tuesday's wheat market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
The wheat market's showing some signs of life this week. Talk that China may buy up to 7 million tons of U.S. wheat, really providing the most support for the market so far this week. Keep in mind, 7 million tons, that adds up to 257 million bushels. USDA probably has very little bit of wheat in the export market. For all of 2018-19 season, wheat exports are supposed to be 1 billion bushels. So an extra 257 million bushels would clearly cause ending stocks to drop off pretty significantly in the U.S.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.5 at 521 and 3/4. March corn was down 2 3/4 at 379 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 610 to 638. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were up 3 3/4, ranging from 664 and 3/4 to 669 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 2 1/4, ranging from 662 to 677. Live cattle for February were down $1.40 at $125.05. January feeder cattle were down 40 cents at $141.02.5. And January Class 3 milk was unchanged at $13.99. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.